From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Democrats are fighting back against Republican efforts to repeal the sweeping new health overhaul law. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, Democrats are trying to highlight the potential loss of benefits that have already taken effect.
Incoming House Majority Leader Eric Cantor told reporters that a quick vote on repealing the law is something Republicans promised the voters in last year's campaign.
It is a job-killing health care bill that spends money we don't have, and we need to repeal it and replace it with the kind of health care that most Americans expect.
But Democrats like Debbie Wasserman Schultz say if the law was repealed, it would remove benefits already in effect for seniors on Medicare, parents of sick children, and young adults now back on their parents' health plans.
Plain and simple, repealing health care reform would hurt millions of Americans.
The House repeal vote is scheduled for next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has signed a $1.4 billion bill designed to overhaul the nation's food safety system. The legislation passed by Congress at the end of last year calls for increased inspections of food processing facilities. It would give the Food and Drug Administration the powers to force companies to recall tainted products. The measure, which came on the heels of several outbreaks of E. coli and salmonella poisoning, is being billed as the first major overhaul of the nation's food safety system since the 1930s. A federal appeals panel deliberating the constitutionality of California's ban on same-sex marriage, known as Proposition 8, is asking for help from that state's Supreme Court. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the federal judges want to know whether the sponsors of the ban have legal standing under state law to defend that proposition in court.
The question is posed by a three-judge panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. It wants to know who has the legal standing to defend the same-sex ban when state officials such as former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and current Governor Jerry Brown have declined. In a separate opinion, the appellate court said the county of Imperial has no standing to claim that it will be injured if Prop 8 is overturned. The court's actions have no bearing on the arguments over the constitutional merits of Prop 8. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
The U.S. auto industry may not be anywhere near where it was 5 years ago, but compared to 2009, things are looking up. U.S. auto sales in December rose to their highest level in 16 months for all of last year. Sales are expected to top 11 million units. And auto industry analyst Marianne Keller is looking for an even bigger boost in sales and industry employment this year.
13.2 million car sales will by itself boost the Midwest economy, where unemployment has been very bad, because that's going to put people to work. It's going to put auto parts production higher, and that will require more jobs.
Some of the major U.S. automakers, including GM, have already been adding capacity. After yesterday's strong start on the first full trading day of 2011, stocks fizzled somewhat today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 20 points. However, the NASDAQ was down 10 points. This is NPR. American Airlines will not immediately face any additional penalties following an incident in which the airline reportedly improperly copied data from the flight recorder of one of its planes that slid off an airport runway. The case involving a plane that slid off a runway in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Federal officials, however, say they are barring American from taking part in an ongoing investigation into the incident. The Archdiocese of Milwaukee is declaring bankruptcy. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the Archbishop said he was left no choice after attempts at mediation with sex abuse victims broke down.
Last year, the Archdiocese was rocked by allegations that one priest had abused some 200 boys in a school for the deaf between 1950 and 1974. The Archdiocese was trying to resolve those and other cases when two events forced its hand. First, a court ruled that insurance companies are not bound to contribute to financial settlements with victims. And second, negotiations with the victims broke down when some victims said they wanted church documents released, as well as money. The Archbishop, Jerome Listecki, says the church is paying for its past sin of allowing priests to abuse minors. He said the only way the archdiocese can compensate victims and pay its debt is to declare bankruptcy. And with this move, Milwaukee becomes the eighth diocese to do so. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Father and son, missing for several days after they began hiking a trail in southwestern New Mexico, have been found alive. Officials say 55-year-old Robert Fritz and his 15-year-old son Austin were spotted in the Gila National Forest by a Border Patrol helicopter and flown to safety. The pair began their hike December 27th. Both were reported suffering from hypothermia but are expected to be okay. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
Support